over the last few days, we've been remembering and celebrating Jesus' birth. We've been reminding ourselves again of the story. But this morning, I just want to think briefly about one question. And that question is, why did Jesus come? Why was Jesus born? And the best way I can think of to answer that with all ages here is to use an example. I have a little dog called Piper. And Piper loves to follow me everywhere because she always wants to be with me. So when I go into the study to work, Piper lies on the floor behind my chair. When I go to watch TV and sit on the sofa in the lounge, Piper jumps up on my lap so she can watch the TV as well. When I sit at the table to have dinner, she sits underneath in the hope that maybe I'll drop a few scraps. And when I go to bed at night, she follows me up the steps. Hello! I told you she follows me everywhere, but this is a first. She's never followed me to church before. Piper? Piper? Hello? Come here then. Hello? Let's lift you up so everybody can see you. This is my dog, Piper. Here she is. And as I say, she follows me everywhere, and she follows me everywhere for a very simple reason, because she loves me, and she wants to be with me. And at this time of year, we find ourselves asking the question, why did Jesus come? Why did God choose to come as a baby? And do you know what? I think it's a really simple answer. I think it's to do with devotion. This dog is devoted to me. And you know what? God is devoted to us. Why did he choose to come as a baby? Because he loves us and he wants to be with us. He wants to be with us wherever we are, whatever we do, whatever's happening in our lives, the good times and the hard times. He wants to be with us because he loves us. You may have heard the expression, a dog is for life, not just for Christmas. Well, it's true of the Christian message and of Jesus. It's brilliant at this time of year to hear the story again and to be reminded that we're loved. And I do think it makes us feel warm inside, but actually, that message of Jesus can be for every day. We can receive the love of God every day. And that love has the power to change our lives. And that love can be shared with others. And that love has the power even to change our world, if we let it. So later on today, you're going to go home, you'll open presents, there'll be lovely food to eat and nice things to drink. You'll enjoy time with friends and family. And it's so easy just to forget this moment this morning when we've paused. But I'd like you to remember one thing. Remember my dog, Piper. And remember that we are loved. Just like she follows me everywhere. She even follows me to the toilet. But she follows us. She follows me because she loves me. And it's as simple as that when it comes to Jesus. We are loved by God in the person of Jesus. And he longs to be with us. So remember Piper and remember we're loved. I think she's now going to stay for the rest of the service, and at the end, I don't think she's going to come up for communion though. I'm just clarifying that with my family. She's not coming up for communion. Okay. And at the end, you're very welcome to come and meet her and say hello. She's a very gentle dog and she would like to wish you all a very happy Christmas. So in fact, let's just come and say a little happy Christmas to these guys in the front here. Happy Christmas. She's got her Christmas neckerchief on this morning as well. We got some others. Happy Christmas, Mim. Piper wants to say happy Christmas. Lovely. There we go. And I will return her now to sit here in the front row. She better behave then. Good job. Lovely. I'm going to invite Laurie to come and lead us in some short prayers as we pray for the needs of our world.